The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Brought to you by Alum Creek RV and Marine. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today. I think we're going to have a great show. We have in the studio with us a gentleman by the name of Steve Seekin. And Steve is the principal oboist of the Columbus Symphony Orchestra. And we're going to talk about the ramifications of a person's dental health on musicians, especially wind instruments, trumpet, trombone, clarinet, saxophone, oboe, you know, that sort of thing. And but before we do that, before we get to Steve, before we bring him on the show, I just want to talk a little bit about the upcoming golf outing that we have, the Dr. Kvitko, 6th Annual Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic for the benefit of Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. And it is presented by Buffalo Wild Wings. And so it is July 27th, and it's really going to be cool. It's the it's going to be at Bentry Golf Club and Royal American Links. It will be a 2 p.m. shotgun start. And what we're doing is we're having like a 19th hole challenge. We have a lot of OSU basketball legends who are coming and are going to be a part of the the event. On the 19th hole, we're going to have basketball equipment on the course. And what you'll do is you'll shoot 10 free throws. Now, before you shoot, you'll be able to get some instruction from one of the OSU basketball legends. And you'll Then after you've had a little practice, you'll shoot 10 free throws, and the number that you miss will be your golf score, okay? And then out on the course, we're going to have other basketball legends that will be able to potentially step in and say, you know what, I'm going to hit your drive. And if you don't like my shot, maybe $5 to charity and you can get your ball back or something like that. We are still in need of golfers. We have some openings, so go to benttreegc.com to register, or you can go to Royal American Links to register. Okay? And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a wings challenge. You'll be able to win either a car or a motorhome, flat screen TV, two airline tickets to any city in the United States, contiguous United States, or a bag of golf clubs. Okay? All right. So let me introduce our guest today. And there's one spot where I'm going to need Steve to kind of pipe in because I don't know how to pronounce this word. All right. So what we have, Steven Seekin. He has been the principal oboist of the Columbus Symphony since 1978. He joined the orchestra in 1973 with other members of the Columbus Woodwind Quintet under the auspices of a grant from the Ford Foundation after graduating from the university. You did your undergraduate training in Eastman School of Music, right,
Steve?
Correct. Yeah. And then in addition, you hold advanced degrees from The Ohio State University, and it's a master's in musical theory in 97, a DMA in music performance in 2005. His primary teacher at Rochester was Robert Sprinkle, chair of the wind faculty at Eastman and principal oboist of the Rochester Philharmonic. After moving to Ohio, he continued studies on oboe and English horn with John Mack, longtime principal oboist of the Cleveland Orchestra. During his tenure with the Columbus Symphony, Mr. Seekin has performed in a solo capacity with the orchestra on numerous occasions, including performances of Marcello Concerto with, here is the name. Can you say this name for me?
Well, actually, in English, it's the Flower Clock, L'Orge de Florae.
L'Orge de Florae. Okay.
Yeah.
I meant to get that from you before we went on the air. Since 2008, he has been a member of the adjunct faculty at Capital University. So, Steve, thank you for getting up, being on the show with me.
good to be here.
Can't really see it. Let me just move a little bit. We got that post in the way. Okay, so I was trying to think of a name for today's show, and one name that came up with is if your teeth aren't gay, they're not going to play, or something like that. Basically, the show is about the effect of one's teeth, health of their teeth and gums, on the ability to play wind instruments. Oboe, sax, clarinet, trumpet, trombone, French horn, all of those, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you, how long ago was that? About a year ago, Steve? You're a patient of mine, and you had this infection. How long ago was that?
That was last spring, not this past spring, but a year ago.
A year and a few months ago.
And it came on in early March. And fortunately, I thought to come and see you right away. My upper lip was
about the size of a duck-billed platypus.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. And you said, come right over and cleared your schedule out and took a look at it and decided that, well, that surgery was necessary. And I think it was several hours that I was there that afternoon, that first afternoon, emergency surgery.
Yeah, it was a little bit of an interesting case. It was, in fact, you'd already been to your physician and then an ENT beforehand, correct?
I was the day before to see them.
Okay.
And the ENT guy told me to take some antibiotics orally and come back and see him on Friday, and I was already starting to feel symptomatic internally, and I thought, this is something not right about this. And the next morning, there was no relief, and so that's when I called you.
Okay, yeah, and that's when it, so it just kind of blew up overnight.
Yeah.
And when we did this, it became clear to me that you were totally dependent upon the health of your mouth, your teeth, your gums, to be able to do your job.
Absolutely.
And how much time did your infection cause you to miss from work? Like, do you remember?
Well, I was out from the first week in March, and I didn't really start playing with anybody in the orchestra until early June.
Wow. So all of March, all of April, all of May, and early June, maybe like the first week in June?
Yeah.
It's about 13 weeks.
And I really didn't start getting back in shape, you know, in order to really play in the orchestra. You have to have to be in pretty good playing shape, and I didn't really start getting into shape until mid-May. That was when I was first able to play the oboe at all.
So about 10 weeks after the surgery that we did is how long it was before you could even practice.
That's correct. Yeah.
But then another 3 weeks later, so 13 weeks, kind of, does that sound about right?
Yeah.
13 weeks you missed.
Right. Yeah.
Wow, that's just amazing. Because most people don't have to miss work from a mouth infection. They complain a little bit, or they're on, you know, antibiotics and pain pills, but they can usually go and function.
Yeah.
Now, is it okay if we talk about your particular case?
Sure.
A little bit detail?
Sure.
Okay. Because, like we said, your lip was the size of a duck-billed platypus, and yet the dental x-rays looked okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was scratching my head. See, I got this bald spot developing from all the head scratching I've been doing. That's the only reason I think it's there.
Uh-huh.
And so it was very tender up under your lip. It was up under your nose. And I happened to notice a little bubble like inside one nostril, just on the lower floor.
Yeah.
And obviously I'm not an ENT, but know what looks like maybe a pimple or pus or something. And so with your permission, I said, can I go ahead and flick the little, you know, coating off of this? And you said, sure. And I did, took my cotton pliers and lo and behold, all this pus started coming out of this little lump there.
Yeah.
And so just for folks, I don't want to gross anybody out. It's early on Sunday, but, basically I guess in order to tell the story, I do a little bit. There was pus there started to come out, and I was able to essentially, by manipulating your upper lip and the gums up under there, manipulate this pus up out of your body until we had a point where your lip really didn't look all that swollen. And, of course, we put you on antibiotics and didn't go away right away. I think we had to do a couple, maybe three regimens of antibiotics over a period of time.
Well, actually, you may have forgotten. I had to come back 2 weeks later for another surgery.
There was a little more that had built up.
On the upper gum.
Okay.
Because it had followed a track down into my upper gum.
That's right. I did forget that. Yeah.
And that actually would have been much, much more serious, because if I had had problems with my upper teeth, that could have been career threatening.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. And it's amazing to me that I didn't think about this until this episode.
Yeah.
And I don't know that a lot of people do think about that. Now, so 13 weeks, you had to go on disability, right?
I was on disability for that time. That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so until, well, who takes over your duties at the symphony while you're incapacitated? I know there's three oboists on the symphony. Do they play with two, or what happens?
It depends on the repertoire. Sometimes one of the other players in the section fills in. We had 1 week where we brought in somebody from Texas to do one of the shows that we did. And there's also a fellow in Cincinnati, Mark Ostich, who comes in sometimes to play principal oboe when I'm not here.
See, I don't think people who are patrons of the symphony, people who attend the concerts, really think about... We're just so used to hearing the beautiful music and not thinking about how the management has to, you know, they fly in or drive in another member, you know. It's amazing because there aren't that many people that can play to the ability that you. I mean, you're the lead oboist. How many lead oboists are there in the country? There aren't that many.
Well, there's one for every orchestra in the country. And
which would be about not even 50, right?
Well, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty. That's an exclusive club. I mean, there are 830.
I guess it is, yeah.
Yeah, you hadn't thought about that, huh?
Yeah.
About 830-some dentists in just Columbus, Ohio, and I'm talking to one of 50 primary oboists, principal oboists in symphonic music. That's pretty cool. Hey, we do have to go to a commercial break. I do want folks to remember that Steve has missed 13 weeks. 13 weeks either on disability or just missed work for what amounted to an infection up above his upper front teeth. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch. Dr.
Kvitko. Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Alum Creek RV and Marine can spice up your life in so many ways. They've been selected to carry the number one plate of the state, Salem by Forest River. Plus, they're the only Matrix dealer in the country. Counting pennies, how about a scooter with MPG hitting 103? And they sell Yamaha boat engines at 1% over posted dealer cost. Looking for the best RV rentals in the state for trips and tailgate parties? Now is the time to book it. Spice? Satisfy that quest for zest with Alum Creek RV and Marine. I-71 just north of Columbus, 740-363-4068 or online at alumcreekrvandmarine.com.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're here in the studio with Steve Seekin, the principal oboist of the Columbus Symphony since 1978. And we're talking about the effects of dental health on a musician's ability to play. And, you know, this all started with an infection that Steve had. Now, Steve, can you tell me, until this infection happened, affecting your teeth, did you even realize how important healthy teeth and gums were to your livelihood?
A little closer
to the mic, please.
Absolutely. When I was younger, several of us in the wind section had a discussion about dentists.
Yes.
And
it was about how much you love dentists, I assume.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Just checking.
And the consensus amongst all of us was that somewhere down the line we would have some serious issues to deal with, and that it would be necessary to have the help of a really good oral surgeon. And so we all decided that we would seek out our regular dentist and make sure that they had really good expertise as an oral surgeon and a good reputation as an oral surgeon.
Cool.
That's why I came to your office.
Well, that's neat. That's neat to know. How much pressure do you think you apply to your teeth while you're playing the oboe? Has it ever been measured? I mean, because you were telling me it's an amazing amount of force.
Well, I'm not sure exactly in terms of the teeth, but the back pressure is similar to what trumpet players deal with. And in terms of industrial usage, industrial glass blowers, it's the same back pressure on the oboe.
Okay.
So
okay,
that probably does have some effect on the dental structure. Mostly we're concerned with the facial muscles, and actually, when you did the surgery on the upper lip, you were working with that directly, and that's one of the things that I was immediately concerned with was how that was going to come back. And there's been absolutely no effect whatsoever because of as a result of the surgery that you did. So
yeah, no, that's good to hear.
We were very fortunate.
Yeah. And when you came in the other day and said, I feel great, no problems, thank you very much, that was nice to hear because we hadn't seen you in a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you think, let's put it this way. Do you think you could play the oboe if you had dentures?
I don't think that would be a practical thing. I know players who have had... implants.
Okay. And implants are solid. They're put in the bone.
In order so that they can still play. We had a principal bassoon from back in the 50s who late in his career had implants put in so that he could continue playing. It's very rare. As you know, that's a pretty extreme measure, especially having a lot of them put in.
Right. And it's rather expensive, but if it's that or not be able to work.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. So... the same with instruments like trumpet, trombone. They're all similar. They have that same pressure.
That's correct, yeah.
Now, the only members of the orchestra that could potentially wear a denture would be the drummer, maybe?
Well, yeah.
or a violin player.
Somebody that's not a wind player.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Now, the other day you came to the office and you were looking potentially to obtain some help for a fellow oboist in Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
Tell me about, well, first of all, what was the oboe that he played? It was a French bass?
No, English horn.
English horn. I wasn't even close. Yeah, I got the wrong country.
English horn is just a larger oboe. It's the alto member of the oboe section.
See, when I was going to say English horn, I thought I was thinking a French horn, English horn. But a French horn is actually a brass instrument, big bell.
Yeah, that's right.
And an English bass is an oboe.
English horn is...
Oh, English horn.
It's just a larger oboe. There's the oboe. There's the oboe d'amore, which is the alto member, and then the English horn would be the tenor.
Okay.
And voice in the group of instruments, and then we have a baritone oboe.
Okay.
It's an octave lower than the soprano oboe.
Is it the same to play these different instruments as far as the way you do your fingering and the reed, or are there differences between these three?
Well, the basic fingering patterns are the same between all of them, but there are differences in the high notes in order to make them work, and of course the range of each instrument is specific to that instrument. They all have various reeds.
Okay. Yeah, I want to talk about reeds sometime soon, because I know you have that little box with all these special treasure reeds. But tell me about the story of your friend in Cincinnati who played the English horn.
Yeah. Well, this particular individual had developed a situation where he needed a crown put in. It was the first time he had ever done that.
It's on a front tooth or a back tooth?
Back one of the molars.
Okay. So not a tooth you would expect to be an issue with an oboe.
Well, he was having issues with grinding his teeth and because of stress issues. Playing in an orchestra is a stressful job, and so he was having that problem, and so the molar had ground down.
Okay.
So they put the crown in, and he was having some pain after the fact, having to play full schedule with the orchestra, and I had seen him at the double reed meeting doing several solo appearances, and so he's having to play through the pain, which is not always a comfortable thing.
Right.
So hopefully he's getting that cleared up this week, or else you'll be hearing
it. Okay, you're going to have him come up. We think it's possible that his new crown is just a little bit high, hits a little sooner than the rest of the teeth, and it's making that tooth sore. So with any luck, a simple adjustment will do it.
Yeah.
But again, I doubt that he even thought having a back tooth worked on could affect his ability to play.
That's right.
So, and of course, the show is about dentistry and dental health and how important it is. And I think when we can point out these types of things for folks, it's like, oh yeah, hadn't thought of that. Now, I have a patient, I think I told you about this, who was a high school band teacher and played trumpet. And I made him a front tooth crown, just one.
Mm-hmm.
It looked really nice. I mean, the color was right. It matched the other tooth. And you know what? After I put it on, he said, I'm having a hard time playing my trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the tooth going, it looks just like the other one. I'm not sure what to do. He goes, well, it feels like it's a little bit bulbous, like it's a little convex. He goes, can you make it flatter?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go in with a little polishing grinding wheel and basically flatten the front of his tooth so it was no longer as attractive as I wanted it to be, but he could play.
Uh-huh. That's not surprising at all. I mean, for brass players, that whole structure, the dental structure right in front, is what they base their embouchure on. And so the space between the upper teeth and the lower teeth is critical.
Okay. Yeah. So if the tooth was too long, it would change that distance?
It would change the relationship. Yeah.
And then, of course, the mouthpiece has to fit flat over essentially the lips, which is the front two teeth.
Yeah.
And if it's kind of crooked because one tooth's fatter than the other.
Yeah. That's very critical.
Yeah. Now, you were talking about the musculature of the mouth, and that's called the orbicularis oris.
Uh-huh.
And that's a series of, it's a muscle that's made up of several layers of fibers passing in different directions that encircles the mouth and controls most movements of the lips, such as compressing and closing and the pursing movements. And it took you 3 weeks to get your orbicularis oris back in shape, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you were practicing, was it that you would get sore too quickly? I mean, could you play from the first attempt, but it would make you tired, or your mouth would hurt? Or was it you weren't even able to make the sounds for the first few days or week or so?
Well, it's a matter of strength.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like any muscle, if you don't use it, it gets flaccid, huh?
Exactly. The first day, I may have played 5 or 10 minutes. But just very specific things, scales, just basic things.
Okay.
And just so I could pay attention to how I was forming the embouchure, how I was holding the air, my posture, just all those basic things that you have to do in a very specific way all the time, getting that back so that it was all...
Automatic again.
Yeah. And then over a period of a week, that 5 or 10 minutes, I might do that twice a day, I might have done that twice a day the first couple of days, and then bumped it up to a half hour a session pretty quickly. Having had several situations where I had to come back after a 4 or 5 week break,
okay,
in my career, I knew exactly what I needed to do.
Okay.
The main thing I was concerned about is that the muscles around the mouth had not changed in any way, and there was no difference,
okay,
between before and after.
That's a really
very
good to know.
Thankful for that.
Oh, hey, you're welcome. That's really good to know. And you know what? There's a bit of consternation on my part when I'm working with somebody that's works at such a high level as yourself. Whether it's, you know, think about it. If you were doing the surgery on Adele's vocal cords, for example, mm-hmm, you know,
that's right,
and there's always that chance the person will never speak again.
Yeah.
And yet this is a famous singer.
Yeah.
So I imagine other practitioners out there like myself, you take it very seriously. And I remember, let's see, what did I, oh yeah, I had this high school girl. She just gotten into musical theater, and she was in a traveling Broadway show.
Mm-hmm.
And she was one of the two leads, and her career was taking off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting ready to do her wisdom teeth. And as you may or may not know, there are times when after wisdom tooth removal, a person can have temporary paresthesia, temporary numbness,
yep,
which in a very, very few cases can be permanent.
Yep.
And I mean, I did everything. I mean, I just like, I did everything you can think of to make sure that nothing went wrong. You know, I mean, I think I even went and bought brand new IV drugs, even though the ones I had weren't expired yet.
Uh-huh.
just to say that I did everything I possibly could in that case. I mean, you're careful with everybody, but you got to think, if I was working on the president, you would be a little more nervous, right? Because you'd want it to be perfect.
Well, that's right. And when I was in my 20s, there was a point where they wanted to take my wisdom teeth out because I was having pain.
Yes.
When they were coming in. And I decided to postpone that because I wasn't in Columbus, Ohio, and Dr. Kavitko wasn't my oral surgeon.
I did not put him up to this, folks. I did not put him up to this.
So,
I'm not actually an oral surgeon.
Actually, I still have my wisdom teeth.
Right, because then you're afraid to take that chance.
Yeah.
And right, as long as they're not bothering you and we monitor them on X-ray, then, you know, you can do that. And I'm actually a general dentist, but I do plenty of surgeries.
So yeah.
I don't want people to think I'm an oral surgeon and get angry phone calls. Now, when we come back, I want to talk about the reeds, because you brought them and you showed them to me, and I thought they were so cool. But before I do that, let me just mention the Dr. Kavitko Charitable Fund. You know that I'm trying to raise money for a few things. One is for Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. One is to hold a Dentist from the Heart event each year. And another is to bring a Team Smile event to Columbus in conjunction with one of the sports teams. So you can go to dentallyspeaking.com or drkavitko.com and click on the Dr. Kavitko Charitable Fund and make a donation of any kind if you would be interested in doing that. And also, let me let you know that all of the shows that we've done are available ever on dentallyspeaking.com. And today's episode is 236, so you have 235 to pick from as we speak. And come Monday or Tuesday, you'll have 236 to select from. Now, remember again, Steve missed 13 weeks of work from the symphony due to his infection above his upper front teeth. Soon, I'm going to give out Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. The winner will receive free flowers from Vice Denver Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And another caller will receive a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. All callers will be entered to win the Alum Creek RV and Marine prize pack, which is a 1 week stay at Autumn Lake Campground and Day Spa, or a 4 day rental of a motorhome, which is a pretty cool prize because I think you're talking about $1,000 or $1,500 prize. Okay? So, but before we do that question of the day, we need you to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question of the day is, how many weeks did my guest, Steve Seekin, miss from playing in the Columbus Symphony due to his mouth infection from just above his upper front teeth? Was it A, 3 weeks, B, 5 weeks, or C, 13 weeks? Again, A, 3 weeks, B, 5 weeks, or C, 13 weeks? Now, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call is 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. And go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Looking for that perfect gift? Something different that your friends will love? Moxie's in Clintonville has just what you're looking for. Moxie specializes in entertainment, barware, dishware, and linens, both new and vintage. They carry Fiesta, Hearthstone, and signature products. Moxie's also has the ideal host or hostess gifts. Wrap candies, including wax lips, bubblegum cigars, ring pops, and charm bracelets and necklaces. If you have no room to entertain, no problem. Moxie's has the room for you to host. The soiree room features black and white striped floors, Hollywood style seating, and a private outdoor deck. It's great for your next book or card gathering, birthday, or bridal shower. So when you're looking for a place to host some friends or looking for that perfect gift, go to Moxie's in Clintonville. Moxie's, 3339 North High Street, open Tuesday through Saturday. For more information and hours, call 657-6854. 657-6854.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? When your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates. A little smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're here in the studio with Steve Seekin, the primary oboist of the Columbus Symphony Orchestra. And Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, let me just restate the question because we have a few callers on the line who are going to give us their guess. The question was, for how many weeks was Steve out of work on disability from the orchestra because of his infection above his upper front teeth? And we have, now I want all three of you to stay on the line because you're all three winners, by the way. But let's go with line two. Janet.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for listening and for tuning in. Janet, what do you do for a living? I'm curious.
I'm a corporate travel agent.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you make sure executives get to and where they, from where they need to be.
You got it.
Do you use NetJets or regular airlines?
Just regular scheduled service. Yeah.
Okay, that makes it even tougher. All right, Janet, what's your guess for today's question of the day?
It is C, 13 weeks.
That's correct. Is that amazing?
Yes, that's pretty scary, actually.
Yeah. So, Janet, you are going to get the free flowers from Vice Number Florist. I'm going to ask her to put you on back on hold so we can get the address where those will be sent. You're also registered for the Alum Creek RV and Marine prize pack, okay?
Great, thank you.
Okay, hang back on. All right, and then, let's see, let's go to line one. Mary?
Yes.
Hi, Mary, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm great. What do you do for a living?
Accounting.
Accounting, so you count things. Do you count money?
Yes.
Other people's?
Yes.
Okay. Anyway, so Mary, you are going to win the, you're going to be registered for the Elm Creek RV Marine prize pack and also the free propane tank refill, okay?
Great.
And we'll get that out to you. So you have to hang on because we need your address, all right?
Okay.
Okay. And then Sophie, how are you?
Good.
Good. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. What do you do for a living?
A pharmacist.
Oh, wow. That's neat. So you've probably seen my prescriptions.
Probably.
I hope you can read my writing. Actually, people tell me I must not be a real doctor because they can read my writing.
Well, that's true. Yes, that's...
So anyway, Sophie, you're going to be registered for the Elm Creek RV and Marine Prize Pack, which is a pretty cool thing. Have you ever been in a motorhome?
No, I haven't.
So you might get to do that. Okay?
That'd be great.
So hang on a little bit. It'll be a couple minutes because my producer does have to get information from all three of you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for listening. Let me just pass this back to my producer so she can fill that in. And now, Steve, I want to talk about the reeds. You brought them to me. They're in this little box, and they're like treasures. I mean, they're as valuable to you as diamonds or something. Where do you get the material? You make them yourself, right? You make them yourself?
Most oboe players make their own reeds.
Oh, they do. I don't make my own dental drill, though.
Well, I bet you have in the past
made some things. I'll tell you what, I made dentures in a crock pot.
Well, there you go.
And my wife would never...
Sometimes you have to do things yourself in order to get it done right.
That's right. And my wife would never use the crock pot again, and I don't know why. Why do you think that was?
Yeah, that's right.
By the way, dentures have to cook in a flask in a mold for 9 hours at 170 degrees, and I figured out that a crock pot is just about 170 degrees on high. So where do you get this reed material? It's one country or something?
Well, the basic material that we use is
what's it made out of?
It's technically a grass that grows in the river bottom. It's called a rhododonax. It looks like bamboo, but it's actually not related to bamboo.
Is the river rhododonax or the reed rhododonax?
The reed itself is the rhododonax. It's the same material that they use for caneback chairs.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The very same material.
And it only comes from a certain part of the world, right?
Well, the best cane for making... double reeds comes from the south of France.
Oh, wow.
Areas around the Mediterranean, Italy, Mallorca.
Do they have, is it like a pumpkin patch you can go pick your own? No? Never tried?
It grows wild in this country and in certain areas in California.
Really? So you can go pick your own?
You could, actually, yeah.
I did not see out here. I thought it was being funny, and here I was actually onto something. So you could hop on a plane and go. Now, but how long after you pick it do you have to use it?
Well, it has to age in the stock for a year or two, and then they cut it into different sizes for the various reeds. Oboe reeds are very small diameter, so that's the very top of the stem.
Okay.
Bassoon reeds are made from the same material, but it's a larger...
Further down the stem?
Yeah, yeah.
So one stalk, so to speak, could serve all of the different oboes?
Yeah, that's right.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'll take the top, the next, is it basically it goes down the register in an octave, the lower tone?
That's the basic idea, yeah.
The further down the reed.
Yeah.
Okay. So... you always have two or three in your treasure box, I call it. And in the middle of a performance, have you ever had to switch one out or you make sure?
Occasionally.
Occasionally?
And sometimes it's a good idea to have an extra one in the wintertime when it's really dry in the hall. It's usually a good idea to have an extra one on the stand.
Okay.
Wet and ready to go because... and the reeds dry out.
Do you keep them in a humidor? Like somebody
yes.
like, okay, just like they would keep cigars to keep
yeah.
them moist, you keep
yeah.
it in a humidor.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, you know, I play the drums, and there have been instances where a drumstick will break, and of course mm-hmm. you're playing one handed until you reach over and grab another one. And
yeah.
another time where the heads of the drum, like the snare drum head, might break
uh-huh.
right in the middle of a solo.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing a solo once at a county fair, and not only did my head break, but my stick in my hand got stuck inside. I couldn't get it out. It got in that slot, and I couldn't lift it out. It was not the best drum solo ever. But, hey, stuff happens, right? And I think people could probably see. If you were listening to a video, an audio tape of it, it would have been, wow, that's a crappy drummer. But if you were watching it, the video, it would have been, well, he's doing the best he can with one hand and the other hand stuck. Now, most musicians teach children. Do you?
Yes.
Okay. And I want to talk about that a little bit, but I think it's time for us to go to another break. So let's do that. And remember, just keep that question on hold. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having your makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko show to reach your customers by becoming a sponsor? Learn how by calling 262-9588. That's 262-9588.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We're here in the studio with Steve Seekin, who is the primary oboist for the Columbus Symphony Orchestra. Steve, am I saying that correctly? Is that the primary or the principal?
Principal.
Principal, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. The principal oboist. And before the break, we mentioned, I was talking to you about whether you taught children, so, and you said you do. So tell me about that. Is that kind of a primary part of your income? Is it 50-50? Is it just you do because you love to teach kids and give back?
Well, it's a very secondary part of my income, but it is a very important part of what musicians do.
Perpetuate the ability.
Perpetuating the craft, the art of playing, and giving back to the community. I've taught at Capital University now. This is my fourth year back.
Okay.
There since graduating from OSU, and over the years I've taught many junior high and high school students from the Central Ohio area, and it's a very gratifying part of what musicians do.
Yeah, I was thinking about
having contact with students
long after you're gone,
and watching them.
There'll be people playing because you taught them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Now,
right.
Have you ever thought of this? The person who invents an instrument, just pick the instrument. It could be oboe, it could be piano, whatever. It takes, when you invent an instrument, you don't know how to play it. Nobody does. You just invented it.
Mm-hmm.
And so most musical instrument inventors never get to hear the instrument being played to its fullest potential, because it takes decades, probably generations, for people to figure out all the nuances and what you can and cannot do with a particular instrument. Have you ever thought of that?
Well, that's very true, and actually the body of knowledge around the playing and the maintenance of any particular instrument it develops over time and over generations. For example, on the oboe, there was a very crucial time in the 1880s where all of a sudden there were big changes in the mechanism of the oboe, and so there were serious advances in the entire art of playing the oboe in that
really?
Time.
So they made it easier to do certain fingering patterns, maybe faster reaction time, better springs, or what was it?
All those things.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't know that. You would think that would make the news, or maybe it did and I wasn't paying attention, but not necessarily front page news, huh?
The 1880s.
Oh, 1880s.
Yeah, the 1880s.
Okay. Yeah. I wasn't alive yet. Okay. That's why I didn't see it. In the 1880s. Okay. Yeah. But nothing really major since the 1880s.
That was when the current oboe came into use.
Okay.
The one that we see in America went through its final stages of development in like 1906. And then from that time, we've had the French conservatory model. That mechanism has been
the standard.
It's been standard.
Okay. You said it's the French influence, which is also where these reeds are found. So was this developed in, or invented in France, the oboe?
Yeah, in this country, in America, from the 1900s on, conductors in America were very, very much interested in having French and Belgian players play in their orchestra, and so... And so the French style of playing the oboe has now an American contingent.
Okay.
Of
okay.
Players.
Well, that's neat. Now, so with children, is there a certain jaw structure or alignment of teeth that you look for in a child to decide if they're a good candidate to play a particular instrument? And if so, like, what would you look for in an oboe player?
Well, the main thing. Would be that there would be enough upper lip.
Okay. Do you mean a distance from below the nose?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So
the student has a really short upper lip. They have problems
closing the armature.
Having enough upper lip on the reed.
Okay.
When they're playing, it's uncomfortable. For example, when I've had students that have had braces put on.
That was going to be a follow-up question. Yes,
that can affect the comfort level a student has playing the oboe. Now, it doesn't necessarily preclude their participation in playing the oboe in their group or taking lessons, but it does make the comfort level. It does affect that.
Okay, so they could never be principal oboist while they had braces on.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean,
really,
I had a high school student who had braces put on the beginning of her freshman year all the way to the end of her junior year, and she played the entire time.
Wow.
But it was less comfortable.
Okay. And, gee, did she forget how to play when the braces came off?
She had to make an adjustment. She said it felt much different now when she had more room in her mouth to move her embouchure around.
Okay.
Obviously it made a huge difference, and she had to get used to that again.
Right, I bet. Now, a couple more questions, one of the things that, okay, now we talked about oboe, but what about different instruments? Or are you not familiar with, like, what kind of a jaw structure or tooth structure would you need for trumpet or trombone, other wind instruments? Is it the same, or?
Well, it would be different, and you'd have to ask each.
Oh, okay. It's very specialized.
Yeah, it's very specialized.
Okay. Yeah. So high school band, or not high school, but elementary school, when kids are getting started, usually around 8 or 10, I always felt like the band director would look at somebody and say, you ought to play trombone, only because they needed a trombone player, not because that would be perfect mouth for a trombone. Is there any truth to that? Or?
Well, actually, it's odd you should bring that up. My brother actually wanted to be a bassoon player, and our junior high band director needed a trombone player, and so he played the trombone.
Does he still play trombone?
Occasionally.
Okay. Does he play bassoon?
No.
He never okay, so he never got to play the bassoon.
He always wanted to learn how to play the bassoon.
Okay. Well, you could probably teach him. No.
No, it's a different.
Okay. Different. A whole different everything. Definitely. All right. So it looks like let's go to our final commercial break, and then we come back and we have about another 5 or 6 minutes. I have a few more questions for you. All right.
Sure.
Okay. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sandy 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kavitko. Remember the beautiful smile you had before your first set of dentures? Remember the disappointment you had when you looked at them in the mirror for the first time? The teeth were either too big or too small, or they made your lip too fat. Whatever it was, they just didn't fit your face, and you've been stuck with them ever since. And to make things worse, every time you get a new set, your dentist makes them look like the old set. Here at Dr. Kavitko Mentness & Associates, rather than just copying the mistakes of years gone by, we'll use photos of you when you were younger to recreate your original smile, minus any flaws you wish us to leave out, of course. We can help you turn back the clock. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko & Associates. Sometimes you make me smile. Sometimes you make me smile.
And you always make me smile by tuning in and listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We're here with Stephen Seekin, who is the principal oboist of the Columbus Symphony Orchestra. And we've been talking about the effects of dental health on a musician, especially a wind instrument musician. Steve, well, first of all, again, I want to thank you for getting up and being here, and it's been great to have you in the studio. Do symphonies have dental insurance for their members? Do they provide dental insurance?
Yes.
They do. Good. That's good. I should probably know that, but as you know, I don't really do much of the business part up front.
Yeah.
I just kind of send people up and then my staff accosts them. But is it good insurance in your mind, in your opinion?
It's very good.
Good.
If somebody had a serious problem like mine,
yes,
then they immediately get it taken care of. They don't worry about the expense. They just get it taken care of.
Because they know how important it is.
And yeah, that's right.
You think that's why the insurance is so good? Because the management of the symphony understands that too?
Sure.
Okay. Now, have you ever had a dream that all your teeth fell out?
Well, we have anxiety dreams. I guess every profession has got anxiety dreams. That one has not happened.
That hasn't happened? What happened? Like you showed up and you didn't have any reeds? Or
yeah,
what?
That's the usual one.
That's the usual
show
one?
Up and the reeds aren't there, or the oboe's not there. That kind of thing. That's pretty common.
Well, I every once in a while have a nightmare that I show up and my guest isn't here. But That's actually never happened. Okay, now let's see. By the way, folks, you can go to dentallyspeaking.com and you can see Steve's picture. It's on the This Week's Guest section, and his bio is there and his picture, and it's a nice picture holding the oboe. And there were four pictures that you sent, and you said, I want the third one from the bottom, from the top used, mm-hmm. which is what we did. Mm-hmm. But I happen to notice that that's the one where you're not showing your teeth when you smile. Go figure, I would notice that, right? So why was that? Is there a reason for that? Are you just, like, conservative and...
No, that's just by coincidence.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I just wondered because...
Actually, the last... you didn't see the last one that the symphony used, which from 10 years ago, that my teeth were fully showing.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Okay, because one of these, the teeth were fully showing, but that's not the one you picked.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right, now, when is the next performance? When do you guys perform next?
Well, this coming weekend, the orchestra will be appearing at the Columbus Commons.
Cool.
With Peebo Bryson.
All right.
And then the following weekend, we will have our annual... concert with the Ohio State University Marching Band.
Also at the Columbus Commons?
Also at the Columbus Commons. It's a very exciting
I bet.
Concert.
I bet for everybody, because the members of the band probably want to be in a symphony someday.
That's probably true.
And you guys are a lot of Buckeye fans, I would imagine.
Well, we always enjoy working with OSU Marching Band. They're a great organization.
No, I hate to say it, but I had a chance to come to this weekend's concert, and I'm not able to because I'm going to be out of town, so I'm going to miss it. But I'm kind of sad about that. But okay, so let's see. We are almost out of time. Is there anything that you wanted to say or ask before the show comes to a grinding halt?
Well,
because they're going to cut me off.
I guess thanks for all your good work.
Oh,
I guess that would be appropriate thing for me to say at this point. I've had a good season this year, and part of the reason for that is because of all the good work you did last spring.
Well, thanks for that, and I imagine all the good work the other members of the symphony are getting from their dentists around town.
Yeah.
Because I never really thought of how we make the music continue, I guess, huh?
That's right.
And it's great what you guys do. And I know I love Columbus, and I say a lot that Columbus is this perfect city. We have a lot of the big city things, like an orchestra, like opera, and we have Broadway shows that come in. Granted, there's only one or two at a time, mm-hmm. usually only one. But we don't have the crime that larger cities like Chicago, New York, mm-hmm. and L.A. do. But we have all of, in my opinion at least, the benefits of a big city. So I appreciate a lot that, you know, we have you guys, and it's great to go out and you know, enjoy the music. So, okay, now just let me remind folks real quick that don't forget to sign up for the 6th Annual Dr. Kavicko Golf Classic presented by Buffalo Wild Wings for the benefit of the Down Syndrome of Central Ohio. And you go to benttreegc.com or royalamericanlinks.com. See you next week.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.